KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies with a few sprinkles in the air. We picked up 1/100th of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios over the past couple of hours. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered light rain, a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown has come a long way from the first resident in 1887 to the campus of over 150 acres now. It's one of the largest veterans facilities in the nation, and you can learn more about it today at 1 o'clock via Zoom. Carolyn DeLay will present the history of the Iowa Veterans Home from its inception to the present day. Born and raised in Marshalltown, she has a special connection to the place, and as a retired veteran's former spouse and an RN who has worked at veterans' hospitals, DeLay is familiar with veterans, of course, and their needs. Along with undergraduate and graduate degrees in Bible, psychology, nursing, and music, Carolyn DeLay has a long passion for history and genealogy. She's given many programs to various genealogy societies and chapters of Iowa Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution on genealogy research, women's suffrage, American Revolution, and Civil War. You can get the Zoom link for today's program on the Atlantic Public Library's website. Go to calendar and click on March 25th. Cass County Genealogical Society is offering the program to any interested person. The Cass County Conservation Board is now taking pre-orders for their native plant sale. The order form and payment will be due April 30th at 4 p.m. The forms can be found online through a link in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. Native local eco-type live plants will be sold. Live plants from nursery will come as small plugs. Cells are 5 inches deep and 2 inches wide at the top, or 4.5 inches deep and 2 inches for a cone. One species of native grass and 10 native forbs, including many that benefit pollinators. All orders must be picked up during designated times at the CCCB offices in Lewis, unless prior arrangements are made. Designated pickup times will be Thursday, May 27th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., or Friday, May 28th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Plants not picked up will be donated with no refund. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly says if you're wondering about whether there is food insecurity or hunger in Iowa, the answer is yes. Telly said that while the Cass County Democrats cannot eradicate hunger in our county, they are trying to help meet some of the needs of our neighbors. In fact, over the past several months, they've donated $1,200 in total to the four county food pantries so that they can buy food items that are not donated to them or buy special foods that some chronically ill people need that are not usually donated to food pantries. Tully says the pantries are always very appreciative of donations, whether it be in actual food items or monetary donations. She said also, we are encouraging all other political and fraternal and civic organizations to donate to the county food pantries. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday voted to extend for another day's an engineering agreement with Union County. The two counties will continue to share the services of Adair County engineer Nick Kaufman, while Union County looks to get their own engineer in place. Kaufman has been serving as the Adair Union County Engineer since mid-September of 2020, following the resignation of Union County Engineer Zach Gonzalez at the end of August 2020. The original agreement was set to have expired on March 3rd. Kaufman said also he has received driveway applications from MidAmerican Energy for a solar farm. The driveway culvert project for the proposed farm would be at the southeast of Stewart near the intersection of Walnut and 130th Street in Adair County. Discussion was once again held with regard to solar farms in Adair County. Supervisor Steve Shelley said at the board meeting he wanted specifically to learn about any health benefits or detriments the farms might cause and not have any gripes about MidAmerican Energy or questions regarding a perceived conflict of interest he may have. He gave each person who wanted to speak 5 minutes in order to stay on time for the next agenda item. As with their meeting on March the 9th, the Adair County supervisors heard from residents Kurt Bean and Tammy Beyer on the matter of solar farms. Tammy Beyer sent each board member a copy of the Madison County ordinance on those devices prior to their meeting, and she said her main concern goes back to the days when wind turbines were introduced into Adair County.
I don't think we were expecting that large of a number to come in. My main concern is that I want the solar ordinance in Adair County is such that no company can come in and purchase or lease or piggyback on the easements or the good neighbor agreements already signed by participating or non-participating parties in the wind energy contract. I feel that the new or existing company should have to come to the Board of Supervisors first with their proposed project before signing up new properties for solar use.
She said the supervisor should know and understand the extent of the project and size and what kind of project it is.
If it's the concentrated light solar farms, They have a very different health and safety issues from the standard ground-mounted panels. People should have the right to not sign up for solar and not have these solar farms slipped in under the radar under the existing wind contracts, or if the contracts would have said green energy, because I think the original contracts, people assumed it was just getting the wind turbines.
You can listen to more of what she had to say in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The supervisors took no action on the matter during their meeting on Wednesday. In other business, the board voted to reopen the Adair County Courthouse to the public on April the 5th, with the caveat that each department may set its own rules with regard to COVID-19 safety. Supervisors, meanwhile, will continue to hold their meetings by telephone conference call until further notice. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.